Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects every kind of fish. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all of these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household, who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, good evening. It's always amazing to me to see how the time flies, especially in the summer. It seems like just yesterday was May. And against popular opinion, I am not leaving to go back to the Kentucky Derby. Tomorrow is my last day here for the summer, so I'll be heading home to spend some time with family, get a little bit of rest, and then I'll be back. See, unlike last summer, you don't get to get rid of me all that easily. He wants to, but I'll be back throughout the school year on the weekends to be here with you. So during the week, I'll be in La Trobe studying and then back here on the weekends. But at the last week of August, I'll be here for a little bit in between the beginning of school and the end of my summer. A wise woman who was traveling in the mountains found a precious stone in a stream. The next day, she met a traveler who was hungry, and the wise woman opened her bag to share her food. The hungry traveler saw the precious stone and asked the woman to give it to him. She did so without hesitation. The traveler left, rejoicing in his good fortune. He knew the stone was worth enough to give him security for a lifetime. But a few days later, he came back to return the stone to the wise woman. "I've been thinking," he said. "I know how valuable the stone is, but I give it back to you in hope that you can give me something even more precious. Give me what you have within you that enabled you to give me something more precious. Give me what you have within you that enabled you to give me the stone." In our first reading today, King Solomon was given a great opportunity, an offer he couldn't refuse. God said to him that he could get anything that he wants. All he has to do is ask. Now, Solomon could have asked for riches, or good life, or anything else that the mind could imagine. But what did he ask for? Wisdom. Now, it seems to me that he was already wise. Even in his youth, he knew what would lead him to the greatest of success. He knew that riches would not bring him happiness, nor would a long life. Rather, he knew that being a just and wise man would bring him great consolation. Wisdom, though, is much more than simple knowledge. For instance, let us remember the man in our story before. He saw something precious, something that could make him rich, and he jumped at the opportunity to take this item. Yet he comes back looking for more. This woman, so generous, so willing to give, gives what is precious to her. What is it that allowed her to give away something so precious without hesitation? It is that something more that the man is looking for. It is the wisdom of God. We are searching, still looking for something more, something greater, something beyond ourselves. What we are looking for can only come from one place, and that is the wisdom of God. Wisdom is defined as having right judgment, sound in action or decision. This is what we are looking for in life. A good life comes from peace and joy, and that can be found in the wisdom that we receive from God. All we have to do is ask, and He will give it to us. So many are looking for something, yet they don't know what they're looking for. They seek great fame, great wealth, looking for something. They seek great friends, great fun, yet still looking for something, something more, something that nothing on earth could ever give. We're all seeking this, acceptance. Acceptance for who we are, for what we want for our lives. In acceptance comes love. In love comes peace. In peace, joy. In joy, wisdom. We seek to be accepted for who we are in a society that tells us that acceptance means focusing on what we want. That's not acceptance. Acceptance is not allowing ourselves to be complacent with where we are. In fact, if we were to do that, it leads to laziness, not love. Acceptance, which is what God gives us, is knowing that we are loved, that we are so precious. Acceptance is knowing that we are supported by others, but most importantly, loved by God, to continue to grow in self-understanding and His will for our lives. If acceptance comes in love, then what is it that we are looking for? We are seeking to be loved unconditionally. We are seeking to be loved without limits, without prejudice, without reservations. That is how God loves us. In that love comes peace. For we know that we are loved as the child of God. We are accepted for who we are by God. He loves every part of us, even the parts that we don't like about ourselves. And in that love and acceptance, we find the peace that our heart longs for. In that peace, we are open to learning about God and His wisdom and His will. In that peace, we find Jesus Christ coming to us, giving us the wisdom that sets us apart from every other person, making us special, one of a kind. God wants to give that gift to us. All we have to do is ask. Let us be like the man in the story today, returning to God who gives everything that we want to us. Yet, let us be open to returning everything to God that He has given us so as to receive more, to receive His wisdom through His peace, His love, and most importantly, His total and complete acceptance of who we are, knowing that this is not the end, but rather the beginning.